The Saskatchewan Roughriders produced a memorable season in 2024. Let's take a look back at the top 10 moments from the first year under head coach Corey Mace. In Lowther we trust. Brett's rebound. August 16, 2024, was the worst night in Brett Lowther's kicking career. He converted 3 of 7 field goal attempts, including a potential game-tying kick as time expired, in a 27-24 loss to the Montreal Alouettes. Instead of shying away from a tough night kicking the ball, Lowther chose to sit in his stall, await the media and the scrutiny following his performance. Lowther's teammates came to his aid, sharing the blame for the loss, which, whether it was lip service or not, seemed to cement the bond that was forming with this current group. The organization's top-to-bottom belief in Lowther was warranted, as he connected on his final 28 of 29 field goal attempts to finish the season. The lone blemish was a 60-yard field goal try in the Labor Day Classic. Lowther would also be the only qualified kicker in the league to be perfect on all his convert attempts, going 39-for-39. Don't judge a book by its cover. Raquel Armstead runs away in Calgary. Entering Week 15 of the Canadian Football League season, the Saskatchewan Roughriders were mired in a 7-game winless streak. It's a stretch that would put a playoff spot in question, especially if the Riders hadn't won 5 of their first 6 games to start the season. Coming off a bye week, with prized free agent running back AJ Ouellette still injured and the continuing injury woes of the Riders' offensive line, the team needed a spark. On September 16, the Green and White signed Armstead, who at the time had the 4th most rushing yards in the CFL, 623 on 125 carries, all with Ottawa. However, the Red Blacks had released Armstead 13 days earlier in what head coach Bob Dice called a move that was in the best interests of the team. After signing just 4 days earlier, Armstead was in the starting lineup for the Riders in Calgary, knowing that they needed a win to keep the Stampeders in their rearview mirror in the West Division standings. Armstead did not disappoint, showing humility, focus and attention to detail. The work paid off as he carried the ball 25 times for 207 yards, leading the Riders to a 37-29 victory, all but ending Calgary's playoff hopes and springboarding Saskatchewan to an impressive stretch run. A first for the second, Nelson Lokombo's first interception. I've had the privilege to follow Nelson Lokombo since his arrival in Saskatchewan. In 2017, Lokombo joined the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. He arrived on the prairies from Abbotsford, BC, a quiet yet highly skilled and intelligent athlete. Through his 3 seasons at the U of S, Lokombo became a feared defender. He often faced the top receivers from the opposition in a shutdown role. In his final U Sports season, Lokombo was named a first-team All-Canadian and the top defensive player in Canadian university football. After the 2020 season was cancelled due to COVID, the Roughriders rewarded his play and potential, selecting him 2nd overall in the 2021 CFL draft. However, a ruptured Achilles would derail his rookie season before training camp even started. In 2022, Lokombo earned a roster spot straight out of training camp and began his professional playing journey. That growth continued into 2023, when the injury bug again crept up on the then 24-year-old, forcing him to miss 7 of the Riders' final 8 games. Fast forward to 2024, when Lokombo took over the starting safety spot in the Riders' secondary in Week 2 and never looked back, starting there the rest of the season. The highlight was a 4th-quarter interception, his first in the CFL against Vernon Adams Jr. and Lokombo's hometown BC Lions in the West Division semifinal. Harris is precisely what the Riders needed. One question mark entering the season was quarterback Trevor Harris's health. After spending much of the offseason rehabbing a tibial plateau fracture in his right knee, the 38-year-old quarterback looked ready to go and grow with a new Mark Muller-led offense. That progress was stopped when Harris suffered an MCL sprain in his left knee during a Week 3 win over Hamilton. That injury kept Harris out of the lineup for 6 weeks. However, he never missed a practice, workout, or rehab session, pushing to be back in the lineup when his time on the 6-game injured list expired. That return would come in Week 10 against Montreal, a game the Riders lost 27-24 to the Alouettes despite Harris throwing for 355 yards and two touchdowns. Although Harris was never truly at 100%, he led the league in QB rating, earning himself a contract extension to remain in Riderville in 2025. Game 150 is a first for Micah Johnson. Very early in 2024, the leadership and character within the Rough Riders locker room was highly evident. New head coach Corey Mace introduced a standard of play, character, and accountability, establishing a new culture inside Mosaic Stadium. One player quick to buy in was Johnson, a former teammate of Mace when they played together in Calgary. The relationship between the two was evident as Johnson flourished, leading the league in sacks midway through the season. Johnson's standard and character were displayed in an August 3 game against Edmonton. That night, as the Riders hosted Edmonton, Johnson celebrated playing his 150th regular season game. However, he wouldn't spend the entire night in the defensive huddle. Late in the fourth quarter, Johnson slipped into an offensive lineman jersey, as one of his teammates could not continue in the game due to injury. That was the first time that Johnson played on the offensive line, but it wouldn't be the last. During the Labor Day Classic against Winnipeg, Johnson played at right guard for most of the second half after injuries again sidelined a pair of offensive linemen. Samuel's part of the Fab Five. Emelis continues in rare company. Throughout a season of offensive flux due to injury, receiver Samuel Emelis was a constant. The 27-year-old from Montreal started all but one game for the Riders. He was a healthy scratch for the season finale against Calgary. In those 17 games, Emelis caught 87 passes for 1,064 yards and 5 touchdowns. 2024 was Emelis's second consecutive 1,000-yard season, cementing his spot among Rider receiving greats. Only four other Canadian receivers, Ray Elgard, Chris Getzlaff, Jeff Fairholm, and Andy Fantas, have recorded 1,000-yard seasons. In addition to Emelis's consistency in catching the ball, his teammates were keenly aware of his physicality in blocking for the run game. He earned respect around the Canadian Football League for his play with and without the ball, and Saskatchewan's nomination as the team's most outstanding Canadian. The incredible dozen, Riders' revolving door on the offensive line. Heading into the 2024 campaign, Vice President of Football Operations and General Manager Jeremy O'Day committed to transforming the Riders' offensive line and adding depth to the position. No one could have foreseen the depth that was required, as Saskatchewan had 12 different starting offensive linemen throughout the season and would not start the same five players in the same five spots more than 3 weeks in a row. Trevor Reed, Philip Blake, Peter Godber, Logan Furland, Jermarcus Hardrick, Ryan Sevier, Jacob Brammer, Brandon Council, Nick Jones, Zach Fry, Trevon Tate, and Noah Zier all drew into the starting lineup at some point during the season. Incredible when you consider that Saskatchewan allowed the fourth fewest sacks, 35, in the CFL. M0P. Roland Milligan Jr. The 2024 Rough Riders season had a distinct tone of resiliency and resurgence, no better example than defensive back Roland Milligan Jr. After missing most of the 2023 season, Milligan Jr. seemed to have something to prove, and the third-year Rider did just that. The 30-year-old led the CFL with 8 interceptions, equaled his personal best with 71 defensive tackles and recorded 111 defensive plays to rank 5th in that category league-wide. He also was integral in a Riders defense that led the league in turnovers with 49. In addition to his dominance on defense, Milligan recorded the third most special teams tackles in the league with 20. Milligan Jr.'s play didn't go unnoticed as a vocal campaign began for the 5'11", 200-pound cover man to be named the CFL's most outstanding player. Unfortunately, the vocal support didn't translate into the MOP award. Instead, Milligan became just the third Rough Rider to be named the league's most outstanding defensive player, joining John Chick, 2009, and Gerald Bayless, 1993. Caging the Lions, regular season edition. The Rough Riders' most crucial game of the regular season was their Week 19 meeting against BC. The stakes for the October 12th contest were clear. The winner would host a playoff game, a huge advantage for both teams. After winning the opening coin toss, the Riders elected to defer their choice to the second half, resulting in BC taking the first possession. On that series, the game would forever turn in the Riders' favor, on the second play from scrimmage AJ. Allen intercepted a deflected ball, including off the intended target William Standback's heel, and return it to the end zone. The Riders would never look back, scoring a 39-8 victory over the Leos, securing a home playoff game for the first time since 2021. The standard is always the standard, Corey Mace. On November 30, 2023, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders made Corey Mace the 48th head coach in team history. Mace's enthusiasm has been contagious since his first meeting with the media in front of Rider Nation. That enthusiasm never wavered, nor did his belief in the foundation that he wanted to build for the Riders. One main pillar of that foundation was accountability for maintaining the standard. While most of the accountability measures were managed in-house, out of the eyes of fans and media, two particular instances were very public and exhibited the standard for all to see. On the third day of training camp in Saskatoon, after repeated offsides, pre-snap penalties and emotions that came to a boil with punches thrown, Mace stopped the practice and forced the entire team to run sprints. The practice promptly resumed with the focus on the standard restored. The second instance was on September 17. The Riders had just returned from a bye week after a Labor Day rematch loss in Winnipeg, which saw their winless streak reach 7 games. The Rough Riders were preparing for a pivotal matchup in Calgary, where playoff positioning was on the line. That Tuesday morning, Mace wasn't happy with his team's attention to detail, performance or execution during their day 2 of on-field preparation. After having already stopped the practice once to refocus his squad, Mace called the team off the field for a closed-door meeting inside the locker room, away from the media and fans in attendance. The captains led the team back out on the field to complete their on-field work. Following that refocus, the Riders continually met the standard, winning 4 of their last 5 regular season games, securing a home playoff game, and coming a win away from playing for the Grey Cup.